Jeff and Lauren in the morning.
Wednesday morning on North Sound 1, Jeff and Lauren in the morning, and Craig Hill is with us.
Hello, good morning. How
good
are we?
Good morning.
You're on a tour, Craig, and you're coming back to Aberdeen?
I am, and I've had such a riot in Aberdeen, as you well know. The last few times I've been there, I've always had brilliant characters in the audience. I think the last time we ended up singing, I'm on the edge of Tory, because I love that place.
Brilliant.
And I really want to move into tune. We were laughing our head off the last time, you know, because I like things that happen spontaneously, and I think that audience in Aberdeen know me well now, so they know something like that's going to happen. So I leave a lot of it to chance with those Aberdonians.
See, that was kind of my next question. When you're on the stage, how much of it is sort of the script that you've memorised, and how much is, you know, like a bit of audience participation?
Well, actually, do you know, you always write a show for the Edinburgh Festival, and you've always got like an hour of material, but what you really want to do is make the stories that you've got suddenly come out of a conversation happen with the audience, and then it looks really spontaneous. But most of it is spontaneous. Most of it is just me flying by the seat of my pants if I find something in the audience that's brilliant, and I'll just go off on a tangent if that's funnier, because often it is. My favourite thing is when the audience can't tell which bits are spontaneous and which bits you've prepared. So imagine you've got a story about people, I don't know, from Dundee or something, and then suddenly somebody says, do you know, they're from Dundee, and you go into your Dundee bit, and it's like, oh, he must have just thought of that. Oh, he's dead clever, that boy.
I suppose that's what makes the performance, though.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. For me, the preppy show is a combination of spontaneity and prepared stories. But the other thing is, you have to, if you're on tour and you're doing those shows all the time, I like it when you have to feel like that's the first time you've told that story, because it's the first time they've heard it.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got a really good singing voice as well, don't you, Craig?
Not this morning.
Not this morning? Why? What's wrong this morning?
New Year and all the shenanigans.
Oh, I see.
You know, it takes its toll, doesn't it? So,
it does.
No, I do love singing, and I always, because there's a wee parody in this show actually, which is a wee parody of Barry Manilow's Lola. Which was about a woman called Rini who worked in ScotMed. And I thought, I'm going to do that as Rini for ScotMed instead of Lola. So there's always a wee parody song, and you know, there's always the dancing in my show as well, which is that once you start coming on stage with that level of energy and dancing to the audience, can you imagine how disappointed they'd be if you didn't do that?
Yeah, that's a very fair point. Right, we're going to chat more in a couple of minutes with Craig Hill.
Jeff and Lauren in the morning.
Now, Craig, I've seen you on stage a couple of times before, and each time that I have, it looks like you are having the absolute time of your life up there.
Because I am. That's why it looks like that.
That's the most important
thing. And the thing is, if you're the kind of comedian who goes on and plays with the audience as much as I do, and you find corkers, can you imagine what a buzz that is for me to go, oh, you couldn't you write this? Like, the night there was a guy in Inverness, and I said, oh, hiya, what's your name, mister? And he went, they call me Wally Hunter. And I said, they call me that, I know. And, you know, and I was thinking, you couldn't prepare that. You couldn't prepare. Everyone thought it was somebody put that in the audience. And I was like, nah, that wasn't prepared.
So what do you wear under your kilt?
Well, the only answer I've ever given to that question is, your future.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before.
There you go, Lauren, you fooled.
I fooled.
Exactly. But in your case, then, that's no true. I always answer that question because I like the air of mystery around it.
What an absolute pleasure to speak to you this morning.
Oh, and it's only a guilty pleasure. I don't feel guilty at all. It was gorgeous.
No, I'd never feel guilty.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Guilty, there you go.
Love it.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck with the show on Saturday night. We'll be there to see you, and have a great time. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Cheers.
See you later.
Thanks for making me hyper.